Tell me. On Z92.
Well, yeah, so we already had one final say, but the topic today was just too popular. We had to stretch things out into a second final say. Stupidest way that you've injured yourself. A lot of good ones here. Mike, you tell me.
Yeah, my 4-year-old daughter is in gymnastics, and she is, like, you know, learning how to do cartwheels, and she actually mastered them. And I'm 35 years old, and she's like, "Daddy, do a cartwheel, do a cartwheel." I was injured for probably 2 months from a back injury one cartwheel. I've never done a cartwheel in my life. I'm 6'3", 240, and she's like, "Do a cartwheel."
Yeah, you can't say no to your daughter. I mean, you had to do it.
Exactly. And I didn't do it successfully either.
Well, no, I would say probably you didn't. Rob, go ahead.
Poked myself in the eye while putting on my safety glasses.
You didn't get the glasses on in time.
No. Apparently, I need some safety glasses for my safety glasses.
That's it. That is an epic one. I like that. Jennifer, go ahead.
I was getting gassed one night. Had the car keys in one hand and the squeegee in the other hand. Went to step over the gas hose and my foot didn't make it. And I tripped and fell right on my chest. And I heard the ear just come right out of my mouth. And made a noise, and two people ran over there and helped me up, and I still have the squeegee in the other hand.
Yeah, well, so at least you could use the squeegee to, you know, clean off the gravel from your shirt and stuff.
Right.
One more. James, go ahead.
All right, so my church built a giant slip and slide along, like, down the hill next to the church.
Oh, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, I dove, and, after some wear and tear, there's holes, and my finger got caught in one of the holes, and all my body weight, basically tugged my finger and broke it.
Ooh.
But no one believed me, you know, loving, caring.
Oh, Jesus loves you, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I broke my finger, though.
God's way of saying no slip and slides on church property, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Thou shalt not slip and slide. Actually, that reminds me, so one more story here for myself. I know I talked about my epic injury with the burnt on cheese earlier, but no, this injury is a slip and slide injury. Back when I was in college, we were getting the fraternity house. We were getting all new carpeting on the second floor hallway, which was hardwood underneath the very thin carpeting that we had. So we didn't care about the old carpeting, so we bought a bunch of tarp, and we just tarped the entire hallway and then poured buckets of water down the entire hallway and then, you know, made our own little slip and slide. And we bought a little raft, so I was, you know, probably 8, 9, 10 beers in, I don't know, and I missed the raft and banged my chin. Bled just profusely, and I've still got the scar today. So when people are like, "Stupidest injury you've got," I was like, "It's a slip and slide injury from college. Here it is on my chin." So it's a fun one. All right, thanks for the calls. Thanks for the Facebook comments as well. A lot of good ones for stupidest ways you've injured yourself. We'll have to remember this one.